Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv? Arms out to your mum's house. 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 Boom. Arms out to your mum's house. It is. Arms house to your mum's house, episode 88 for that ass.
Almost as old as Joe Biden.
Yo, it's your boy Amber, my main man, Theme in the place.
What's going on, everybody?
We were just chatting off screen or whatever, and I think it's a good idea to encourage people. If you're a new listener, just tuned in, go back and listen to the older episodes so you can catch up on some of the, you know, some of the inside jokes and whatnot.
So you can see what's what, who's who, what kind of styles we bring, kind of things we talk about, the essence of the podcast.
Yeah, man. And yeah, what we got in store today, we got some graph critique, we got listeners' questions, we got some good music to listen to, and
we got some jet lag, some
Theme's been away.
Serious jet lag, bro.
I wonder where you were, man. Where did you go, man?
Yeah, I might have been in the Caribbean.
Damn, son, you're not so pasty today, man.
Oh, man, the Caribbean is nice. I tell you what, though, like Andrea, she's from South America, do you know what I mean? And after 7 days, she was like, I can't live here, you know what I mean? Turned too European. Like, it is brilliant to go there for a holiday. I'm talking about Dominican Republic, to be honest. Mm. Brilliant to go there for a holiday, but to like, there's no nothing. There's no rules. There's no regulation. There's nothing European. There's no like politeness. There's no, like, for example, you're in a supermarket and the girl's like beep, like doing your checking out your stuff.
Yeah.
Her brethren just comes over and just starts having a conversation. And if you're European, you're like,
hello.
What the fuck are we doing here, love? And she's like full blown cackling, laughing, talking about last night, talking about the size of his dick, and you're like,
oh shit,
yeah, like, you've got not even halfway through, and you're like, and if you say something like, "Hola," can we? She would like screw face you and stuff like that. The driving there, mate, is Punta Cana is a tourist location.
What's it called?
Punta Cana.
Okay. Cana Point or something.
It's like the main, main tourist area. It's meant to be the safest area, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like full of all-inclusive bullshit resorts and stuff. We stayed at our friend's house, who wasn't there. She gave us the whole house, which is like in Dominica. It's not in Santo Domingo, which is the capital, which is like, you know, you don't really want to fuck about there. But so we had to like live, like, you know, I had to drive everywhere. We did hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kilometers. We had to get our own food and stuff like that, you know, just normal living. Yeah. And you see what it's like for the peeps, like, you know what I mean? It is fucked up. The driving is so fucking nerve-wracking. Like, once again, I was happy that I'd learned and have always like driven in London, you know, like Paris, Barcelona, but mainly London, because if you just lived in the country and then you went out there and you tried to drive, you would just brick it.
Yeah.
Like complete, talking like four people on a tiny moped, like a really old shit moped, like a kid. The kid is like 1 year old, less than, it's like a toddler, like a baby holding onto the accelerator and the brake bar like that. The dad behind him, like holding onto his hands like that, like an auntie and like his wife, massive culos hanging off the side of this bike. None of them wearing helmets.
Yeah.
Like, helmets don't exist. One out of 20 people will have a helmet. But basically, if you're going down a lane, you know, like a normal driving on the right hand side, going down the lane, there'll be, and there's a car in front of you, so you have to come to a stop. They'll be through the gap between the two bumpers. They'll go from all sides, and you're like, what the people coming at you? in the wrong lane, just coming at the cars, yeah, coming at you.
It's nuts. Yeah.
No
yeah.
number plate, no license plate, melted like metal on the car where there's been fires, or I don't know what, petrol bombs, or
yeah,
just basic crashes where there's been a fire. The whole place is fucked. The roads are completely fucked, like completely fucked. Huge.
I mean, I could imagine it's like, you know, fucking, like, it's charming, I could imagine. When, like you said, if you're just there on holiday just for a week, 2 weeks, 10 days or something, you know, like you said about the woman behind the cash register or the driving situations, it can be charming for a bit. But yeah, if you live in places like that, then shit like that becomes tiresome very quickly. And it's ultimately down to corruption at the end of the day. There's no one enforcing the rules.
There's no rules. Yeah, there's no rules. And you don't want to meet the police because you have to pay like them.
Exactly. That's it. Exactly.
But yeah, so, I mean, some of the beaches, brother, just unbelievable. Wow. We went to this island. We did like this excursion tour. Went to this island and it rained the entire day. Oh, shit. I've got bear videos and shit. And it's fucking hot. It's hot, but usually it rains for like 5 minutes, like a fucking cascade of torrential, thunderous rain.
Yeah, tropical rain.
And then
rain.
The next second it's boiling hot and sun and blue skies. This day was rain the whole day.
Damn.
So on the boat, you're like rocking. And it was a catamaran there. Took an hour and 40 minutes to get there. And like 30 minutes on the speedboat back. People vomiting, people, like one Mexican girl getting thought she was so funny and cool and lash. Andrea hated us. Everyone pissed off with her. And I said, just when we got to the island, she was still giving it the large. And I said, let's look at her in 1 hour. Yeah. In 1 hour, she's on her own on the sand on this remote island, just spewing and pushing the sand into her vomit and so on. I said, fucking wanker. But yeah, it was not like this island was fucking ridiculous. Like when you talk about
what you still enjoyed it in the rain. You still enjoyed it in the rain. Yeah.
But there was no problems of any animals or any bugs, etc. But this island was come se dice la selva, the jungle. And you but they don't tell you. But and again, they don't tell you shit. They're like, oh, by the way, when we get off, when we bring up the boat, A, we won't bring the boat to the island. So you have to get out with all your clothes on, hold your shit above your head and just pop down there. You're like feeling like you're back in the army. You're like, well, you could have fucking told us this shit. We've got like bags and shit, phones and stuff. You know what I mean? Go there. And then we're going to go to the other side of the island. That's where we're going to let you chill. You know what I mean? So you're like, okay, cool. I'm there in like my fucking shorts, no top, just bowling through. And I look at Andrea in front of me. We've been into this jungle for 20 seconds. There's like 10 mosquitoes on her back. And I'm like, yo, killing them all. Then I think, oh shit. And I look at me.
Damn.
I used to be like the mosquito hunted. Like they love. And I'm like, oh shit. It's like hundreds. But not, no lie, there's hundreds.
Fuck,
all my chest, all my arms, my legs, my face, my back, and there's like trying to kill them all. They land on you and bam, kill it. The blood, already they've got into you.
Nasty, man.
That was the only thing of that problem about that island.
Yeah.
But it was fucking sensational. Fucking.
And I bet the rain, because it was raining, that's why all the mosquitoes were out. And then when you're undercover, they'd
Well, the other places are like open, you know, like the coast of Spain, the coast of whatever. They're like open places. Yeah, there's palm trees and stuff, but there's like meters and meters and meters of sand before it hits the water.
Mm.
This place, you have to walk through a jungle.
Mm.
I've been in the jungle before and it was a jungle. Yeah. But you're like, you know, you're going into it. So you're like wearing full like leggings and all that sort of shit.
Prepared.
I'm there in my swimming trunks, just like with a flip flop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just going like, what? Took off, had a t-shirt, and I'm just like trying to slap it around my back as we walked through. But, bruv, covered. But then they had a banging munch. The other problem is, like, no one's got any money.
Mm.
No one's got any money. And when I've been to countries like that loads of times, but I haven't been there for a long time. So when you've like been living in London for ages or Europe and been going to Spain or whatever, and the second you get off the plane, the second you get out of a car, the second you come out of your house, and I'm talking the second, any shop, if you come out of a supermarket with bags full of food, you get like these one-eyed, one-legged, disabled little girls begging you to buy like some fruit they've picked off a tree, and you're like, fuck, and their mum's watching them do it, and you know the mum's going to take the money. People with like no legs and no hands sitting in, someone's placed them behind this lump of avocados, and they're like, por favor, por favor. And because I'm white, like there was no white person there. There would have been loads in the, like I said, when we went to these, beaches where they're like, oh, I went to go and get a beer. And they're like, do you have a band? I'm like, no, I'm trying to give you money. They're like, no, you can't have it. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, this is like an all-exclusive resort. But you look around, those places are shit anyway.
Yeah.
But there's loads of like people from France and England and America there. I remember, it's like, tricky.
Like it's in a lot of those countries, like you said, more like where a lot of people just deprived, you know, then you just got to get your head around that everyone's on a hustle as well. Like that's
it, that's all it is.
Yeah, everyone's will try. And I don't want to say scam you, but like, you know, there's
no, it's scammy.
Yeah,
scammy.
Exactly. Scammy. Like everyone's scammy. On. You got to be on point all the time, man.
So Andrea, I said I wanted to get a vape. Yeah, and I'm so I'm gonna go and get a vape or some marijuana, but the marijuana is easy to get. I said no, let me just get a vape, not smoke any weed. And so we go to a shop, and I'm like. And I come out the shop. I didn't go in the shop. I said, Andrea, this is like a mini mart. Like it's some rude boy and his mate sitting outside.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll go back in the car. I said, Andrea, can you go for me? She's like, she's surprised because she knows I like speaking to Spanish with the locals. And I'm like, but buying a vape, like nobody vapes here. Vaping is so gay anyway. I got to stop doing it. And I'm like, please go in there. And because if I go in there, it's going to cost me $55 million to get a vape. Like, it's just not fair.
Yeah, this good charge.
So she's like, she looked at them. They look a bit like gangsterish. And she fucking went in there anyway. And the guy's like, yeah, it's 1,000 pesos. She's like, 1,000 pesos. It's like $10. And 1,000 pesos for a vape. I said, yeah, just fucking get it. It doesn't matter. And he goes, well, my brethren has them around the corner. And she comes out and I'm sitting in the car with like the doors locked. You know what I mean, we are in this part of the town where the supermarket is ghetto, bruv.
Yeah.
Like ghetto. And she's like, oh, he says it's on the other side. And there's no information. What do you mean the other side of the road? Bruv, if it's the other side of the road, I'll go there.
Yeah.
They don't take otro lado. It's on the other side. I'm like, okay. So I said, cool, just you know, see if he can get it. So she goes back, she's like, okay, cool. He's like 1,000. And she said, okay, fuck off and go and get it. And she deliberately put on like this thick, thick Venezuelan accent using Venezuelan words that they didn't understand. So they would say, what does that mean? And she would say, oh, it means I don't want to get bored. If I get bored, I'm going to leave. Stuff like that. And he's like, oh, give me the money. And she's like, no, what are you talking about? But luckily she's from the hood in Venezuela. She's like, what are you talking about? Yeah, she knows. I said, how do I know you're going to come back? And he goes, okay. Puts his gun, pistola, his gun, his ID, his wallet on the counter in his shop and says, I have to come back for these things. And then they're like, okay. Gives him the money, 1,000 euros. It's obviously not 1,000 pesos. It's obviously not. And he fucks off on a motorbike. And I'm like, let's just kiss that goodbye. After like 10 minutes, I was like, let's kiss it goodbye.
Yeah, it's gone.
Dude comes back. We see him go back in the shop. Andrea jumps out the car, goes down the street, bops in the shop. And he goes to her, my friend, he said he's only got this one. It's a big one. I need an extra 200 pesos. And Andrea's like,
motherfucker.
I don't have it. I'm sorry, I don't have it. But she's cutthroat. He's like, I'm sorry. And he's like, well, and she's like, okay, bye. And just bops out. Because she'd rather give me the bad news and say there's no vape, this guy's a cunt, and then like get into some. So he's like, oh, no, it's fine, it's fine.
And the guy has a gun. Don't forget.
Yeah. And he's allowed one.
Yeah.
Exactly. Completely legal.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, okay, bye. And he's like, oh, no, it's fine. And then I wanted to step in and say, whoa, hermano, you just said, so basically you're lending me 200 pesos. Is that what I'm supposed to think? Yeah. Or are you completely blagging and you've just been caught? But you can't say shit.
You can't say it, man.
Bruv, I'm telling you, where we stayed was the hood. Yeah,
it looked beautiful though. It looked beautiful. You were those are beaches. Oh yeah,
So you have to drive down the street. Hard rock, like it's got an electric guitar statue. Hard rock golf course.
Yeah,
there's like bare armed security. There's 24 hour security outside our house.
Okay.
Literally on plastic chairs just in.
Yeah.
Sitting outside my yard the entire time. You can't bring, if you came over, I said, yo, this is my brethren Maddie. They'd be like, yeah, cool, sorry, he's not coming in. Like, you can't bring brethrens in. If you have if someone Airbnb's an apartment there and there's two of you, you can't bring three. You can't bring anybody in.
Right.
You can't let this properly protected. Yeah. But outside, where there's no shops and shit, it's in the middle of some like I said, there's like a motorway on the outside of it. The shops and shit, the local bit, brother, is the bits. It's like the bits. It is the bits. And everything, the shops are fucked, roads are fucked, streets are fucked, but everything, hookers, everything is fucked. Yeah.
Mm.
And I have to go. And our friend told us, don't take money out in the airport. Don't take money out in England. Because she's from Dominica and she's black. So she's obviously completely cool. Do you know what I mean? She's like, just when you get there, take sterling. Forget about dollars. Forget about euros and just change it into pesos. Yeah. So we've taken like thousands of pounds of fucking sterling, like purple note, Queen's head, £20 notes. Yeah.
Yeah.
In thousands of fucking pounds of it.
Jesus.
And we go to like one place, looks quite commercial, it's quite big, it's acceptable. I'm like, yeah, I feel quite safe here. They're like, you want me to change British pounds? Fucking gringo, callate, like, fuck off.
I'm like, oh, shit.
All right. Go to the next one, bit smaller, bit like, don't really want to. I said, should we just take a little bit of the money? See, we go in there, they're like, we change dollars.
You know? Oh,
like,
shit. Okay.
So we ask people around, where can we go? Where can we go? They said, oh, this little place, it's called El Banco. Yeah, you like the bank. Yeah? She's like, yeah, El Banco. And I'm like, oh, Andrea, they said there's a bank down there. Just go to the bank. You know what I mean? The bank. Bruv, the bank is a shed, bruv, with three birds behind it with glass like this thick. Yeah.
Jeez.
Everyone's some, like, I mean, ghetto rude boy with like fucking full bling, fucking like rude boys. Yeah. Geezer security guard, just like, On a tipsy one, holding his shotgun just down with one hand, just down by the side like this.
Yeah.
I'm like, bruv, you cannot. That's not how you hold your weapon, bruv. And I'm looking around. I'm like, yo, everyone in the queue is looking at me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Andrea is there, like, thanks to God. But she's a woman. You know, what's she gonna? You know, but like, motherfucker. And the first day we get there, everyone's been paid. All the builder boys, there's a lot of building sites, they've all been paid. Uh-huh. So it is rammed.
Okay, yeah.
You have to queue before you get into the front door. And that's where the security geezer, he'll open the door, look at you like, what do you want? I'm just change some dough. You have to say.
Yeah.
Out cambiar loud. El dinero. He's like, venga, venga. You go in, he shuts the door.
Mm.
I'm like, your London City street knowledge is kicking in. You're like, yo, this. I'm with my wife. She's like 5'2" bird. This is like not looking good. Yeah.
Mm.
And I look, and I'm trying to just be cool, trying to be calm. And I just look to the side here, and it says, "No armas. Like, do not bring your guns into this bank." And I'm like, Andrea, this is not a bank.
Yeah.
There's no bank where they say, please don't bring your guns. I mean, there's one pissed geezer with his shotgun. I don't even know if he knows how to load this motherfucker. No guns. So we took like half of our money or something first. And she's like, she's Latina. The bird behind her, like, hola, ¿cómo estás, qué quieres? Like, all right, what do you want? And I'm like,
cambiar el dinero, por favor.
But the glass is like this. And she's like, ¿qué?
Cambiar el dinero, por favor.
She's like, what you have? Like, oh my God.
You got to say it out loud.
Tengo libras. She's like,
libras! Libras! Donde eres? Like, where are you from? You're like, why are you? And everyone now, because it's a tiny shed, there's only a little wall. Everyone's like leaning against the wall. Dude, these breaders are changing like 40 pesos.
Yeah, exactly.
200 pesos. You know what I mean? Like £2. Do you know what I mean?
About to clean the place out.
I'm about to charge, change like two grand.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and she's like, how much do you have? And you're like, I have like this hair, like this. And she's like, oh, mira del dinero de Inglaterra. Like, you're like, oh my fucking God. And we needed to change some into dollars, some into pesos. So we have to stay at the double. So the first time she's doing dollars. And then she's going like this. She gets like the nose.
Yeah.
And everyone's eyeing them because the different colors, you know, the like purples and like reds and like they're like the big notes. Do you know what I'm saying? So you can instantly tell.
And I could imagine out there, like there's no like personal space or anything. Like, you know, like out of etiquette, out of etiquette, when I'm at the bank in a queue, I'm looking away. I'm not staring at what they're talking about and all that stuff. But I could imagine there, everyone's just interested in what's going on.
And there's like eight, there's only like, there's so small. There's only like 6 or 8 breaders allowed in. Yeah, and everyone else is queuing out around the block. There's dudes with like shotguns and guns standing outside.
Yeah,
there's a ghetto. They're all like taxi mopeds. They're seeing you go in.
Mm.
I'm like, Andrea, we are getting robbed when we come out of here. We are getting robbed. We've changed it into dollars and then we've changed it into pesos. And because pesos means nothing, your pesos come out like this.
You're like walking out with suitcases.
And I'm like, I've got like a little fucking tourist bum bag. I'm like, fuck. I come out the shop walking backwards. I put my back to the door, push the door open with my back. And just, I'm not looking on the street. I'm less worried about who I haven't seen on the street. Well, I don't know if it was a good decision or not, but I'm more worried about the people who've seen what I've just been doing.
Yeah.
And I walk back, no word of a lie, I swear to Allah, walk backwards to the car. And today I'm holding my hand, looking forwards, and I'm going, no, this is like a close protection first priority unit. And I'm, A, providing close protection to my wife, and B, making sure like one or two or three or four countless amount of these heads aren't just suddenly thinking, looking at their 40 pesos, like, fuck this, I'm going to take his dough. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get in the car, lock the door. We had to do that like 3 times.
Damn.
Fucking hell. But when I saw the thing that said, don't bring your guns in, don't wear your hood and don't wear your sunglasses, I was like, fuck it. Mm-hmm. And because of my like blinging white skin, and at first, bruv, I'd done the typical, like, because of the Euros, I've bowled over there in my Reebok Classics and my England football shorts, bruv. What have I done? What have I done? But anyway.
Bad choice.
I got a joke story.
Yeah,
I got a joke story.
What about what happened in what?
No, yeah, just stuff here. Get my notes. So we go on this cruise, met this couple, really safe geezer, speaking in Spanish. And I'm like, he's talking about a green card. And I'm like, oh, what, you have a green card for, I live in Miami. Uh-huh. So you speak English. Yeah, see, I speak English. He's from Cuba, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Turns out he's only been with his missus who he's brought over with like the most ridiculous fake baps. You know there's fake baps when there's like this much space between the bap.
Oh, mate, yeah.
And they're going like that. And all you can see is like this huge negative space between her bap. Proper Cubans.
On the side, yeah.
And he's like, anyway, we're in this natural swimming pool in the sea, like 100 kilometers out from the coast. Suddenly, the sea, which is really turquoise and beautiful, suddenly goes like completely clear. And there's like this natural swimming pool where it's like up to here.
Uh-huh.
And the boat stops, everyone gets out, jumps in, having rum and stuff like that. And he goes to me. So he's speaking, he's like, hey, patron, anytime you want to come to Miami, come to Miami. And, you know, you do all that.
Yeah, of course.
Sort of Instagram. You come to London, wasn't it? Because you're getting on well with someone. We don't know who they are from Adam. But you just say, yeah, of course, brother. No, of course.
Yeah, holiday.
And they were safe. They were the most safe people there. We caught jokes with them the whole trip. And so we're all in the sea, like in a circle, just chilling, having a rum. And he suddenly starts speaking English. And I'm like, oh, shit, he doesn't really speak English. You know, when after a while, you can tell, like, despite living in Miami, whatever, he doesn't. And I said, oh, Cassie, everybody, and almost everybody in Miami speaks Spanish. And his girlfriend's like 98%.
Yeah.
It's just Spanish. We just speak Spanish. I'm like, how long have you been living there? And he's like, so it starts breaking down like a little few sentences in English. So I think, fuck it, let me convert to English. Start speaking English to him. He's like, yo, your English is amazing. He's already done the where are you from?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, she's from Venezuela, I'm from England. She used to live in Spain, and that's why she speaks a bit of Spanish accent. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, you're from England. I'm like, yeah. How was it like? What's it? I've never been. And like, yeah. And I can see these couple have only been together for 2 months. Yeah. He's obviously got a bit of dough.
Yeah, she's and, like the trophy.
She's got her fake baps, fake ass, yeah. fake this, fake that, like all this shit. And she doesn't really know him too tough. And I start speaking in it. She turns out she speaks a bit better. And he's like, my friend, your English is amazing, man. How come you would speak such good English? And I'm like, yeah, my English is amazing. You know, face to face in a tiny circle thinking it's obvious, you know, he's doing a shit joke. But let me just go along with it.
Yeah,
no, my English is good. He's like, no, seriously, man. Your accent, man, is English. What? How comes you speak such good English, man? And I'm like, still with the joke. Like, yeah, how comes I speak good English? Good joke. I'm from England. He's like, no, seriously, your accent, man, is so good. And when you speak English, man, how you do? I'm like, what? What language do they speak in England, man?
For like, fuck's sake.
Looking at him, like, now I'm trying to work out if he's being serious. He's obviously being serious.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, what? And I said something like that, like, dude, what? It's English. It's my mother tongue. And he's like, what? You guys speak English in England, man? And this missus that he's had for a while is looking at him. So, and you can see her brain going, what the fuck have I got into here? Yeah. And she goes, amor, he's from England. He's like, yeah, that's what he said. So he said, he'd tell me. And she said, amor, he speaks English in England.
England is English.
He's like, no shit. You bugging? Dude, what the fuck? And we were laughing all the way home, me and Andrea in the car home. And I was like, you know, you speak Polish. She's like, yeah, but Papi, they speak Polish in Poland. They speak German in Germany. They speak then. I'm like, yeah, we're laughing. And then I said, hang on. To be fair, if you're proper thick, to be fair, you don't speak Cubano in Cuban. Mm. You don't speak Venezuelan in Venezuela. You don't speak Colombian in Colombia. So maybe he just doesn't put those two things together. They just speak Spanish. You know what I mean?
But that's pretty fucking dumb.
But it's basic. I got. Do you know what? I'll send you a photo of this guy right now. You can kind of see like the kind of level, like shaved chest, shaved legs.
Oh my god!
Bare tats and stuff like that. But to be fair to him, he was a fucking joker. He was a fucking
that
joker.
Is hilarious though, man.
Yeah, I mean, it was more than hilarious.
Come, send me the picture.
Yeah, I'm just going to go into Andrea's WhatsApp.
Yeah, and fucking hell, man. And
but you start realizing, like, dude, you live in Cuba, and he's like kind of maybe a little bit older than me. Mm. Like, Cuba obviously used to be completely fucked. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Only and, like in the last, I think when, yeah, like maybe 10 years now, it's been opened up again.
Yeah, and you know, what kind of education has this dude had? You know,
well,
none. Yeah. He's fled Cuba, do you know what I mean, to try and find a better life.
Yeah.
And he's in Miami, doesn't even realize that he's in Miami. They speak English. It's the first language in America is English, but he doesn't know that.
I can't find him.
I'll send you a photo so when you edit it, you can just pop it on there. But he was a fucking...
Yeah, because Cuba, like, it was a communist country, right? And then they opened up the borders with America, and, like, they started doing trade and stuff with America, which there hasn't happened for many, many, many years. And I think a lot of the Cubans who fled Cuba to go to America, mainly to Miami, a lot of them are very hardcore Republicans because they're completely against communism. You know, and obviously in America,
exactly,
communism is a super dirty word out there, man. Like,
yeah.
So a lot of them are Trump diehards, man, MAGA motherfuckers.
Yeah, man. I've got another. I was so proud. Yeah,
yeah.
I watched. There's this thing about Pablo Escobar called El Patrón de Mal, the bad boss.
Yeah,
and it was when like all Narcos and stuff came out. There was already this thing in like Spanish speaking places called El Patrón de Mal. Mm-hmm. But it has like 160 episodes here. Jeez. It's got this famous actor from a couple of famous actors from Colombia. It's all Colombian. It's all like properly true based story at the places that he lived and shit. Based, it is a series. It's not like a documentary.
Yeah.
But it is sick. Okay. And I learned 40% of my Spanish on watching this show. And I watched the whole series three times.
La Paloma. What is it? Yeah, all that shit.
Three times I watched it. So I watched 186 episodes times three, all in Spanish with English subtitles.
Send me a link, man. I want to check
it out. It is so... Bruv, you should watch it. It is, with the English subtitles, you fucking love it. Like, it's ridiculous. He is the best. All those Pablo Escobars with all their curly hair and shit in Narcos, this guy is the guy.
All right, okay.
He is the guy. He is incredible actor. Mm-hmm. And he's incredible. Like, he knows about Pablo Escobar. And there's this thing Pablo Escobar says, what you just said, Plato Plomo.
Yeah.
I don't care. I kill your madre, to your godmother, your sister, your man. What you want? Plata or plomo? Silver or lead? But money or lead?
Yeah, yeah.
And this guy comes to this mad... We go into like central Dominica, like not tourist area, to go and try and get some proper Dominican munch in the nighttime one time. And we go to this place, looking around, I'm like, yo, this place is dodge, bruv. And she's like, yeah, it is a bit dodge, but you know, we'll just find a place to eat. It's in the nighttime. I've put on like some decent clothes for once. I'm like, oh, why did I do this? And this guy comes over mad aggressive, but obviously homeless and malnourished, you know, not a massive threat unless he had a weapon.
Armed, yeah.
And he's like, and he doesn't, this is this geezer. He doesn't say it, like he's all battered and bruised and like unwashed and hair matty and natty and he's fucked. And he comes over, he doesn't say hi, and he goes, dame algo, like give me something. And I'm like, yo, what? Dame algo, dame algo, dame algo. Like, we're talking to this girl who's trying to tell us about her menu in her own little kitchenette kind of attached to her house with a few tables. I'm like, yo, if we go in there, he's just going to come in. To be fair to this bird, she goes, por favor, and yells at him. She's like a young 16-year-old girl, and she tells him to fuck off.
She plainly knows the guy's a local.
Oh, always. Yeah, he's definitely exactly. local. Yeah. Definitely local. Dame algo. Dame algo. In my face like this. And I'm towering over him like, is this going to get a bit, is this going to get aggy? And she tells him, fuck off. We go to a next restaurant to have a look at their menu. And we decide to go in it. Mm. Andrea fucking doesn't think. She takes the table. It's open air. There's no wall. She takes the table next to the fucking pavement. Yeah, right next to the sidewalk, yeah? So already this young lad comes over. I'm like, I feel bad for him. I slip him like a $5 ting. But he was nice.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. And this guy's obviously come out from the bush and seen that whatever comes. Dame algo, dame. And he's telling me in Spanish, give me something. Give me something. And I saw, and I'm like,
he dropped all the pleasantries, you know, none of this.
He never said no pleasantries. He never said, hola, por favor, yes, necesito comida, yo no tengo algo. Yeah, he's just like, dame algo, dame algo.
Give me.
And so he comes, the third time he comes over, we move the table, and there he gets a bit, I don't like it. We move the table. We come outside, finish the food, banging food. Come and say, dame algo, but now he's in my face. And I put on like the thickest, best South American, Venezuelan, Colombian accent, like Venezuelan accent I can do, which already fucks it because obviously Pablo's from Escobar, from Colombia. And he said, dame algo. And I said, si. Entonces, ¿qué quieres? ¿Plato o plomo? Like, and I said, you actually used it for the first time. In an actual like usable situation, and you look at me like, oh shit, you know what I mean?
Don't fuck with
me. I said it, I shouted it, you know. I don't want to shout because the microphone, but I said, like, hombre, que quieres, you know what I mean? What do you want? Plato o plomo, como tu quieres, like, what, how you want, it's gonna go down. And he's like, oh shit, and he just fucked off. And I was there, did you see that? That was El Patron de Mal. That was the 300 episodes I watched. That was the fucking, because you know, I've said it on this pod 100 times when we used to talk about it.
Yeah.
But I actually fucking used, because he's saying, give me something. And I said, okay, well, what do you want? You know, fucking silver or lead, bruv. Do you know what I mean? And he piped down and he fucked off. I was walking, I bowled down the street like this. Bosh! I mean, I had a Dominican Republic bandana in my pocket. Put it on, do you know what I mean? Proper Andy Shaw style. Put the Venezuela cap on top. Like, so I had a Dominican do-rag.
Yeah, yeah.
Bowled down the street. Hola, hermano.
Now you're saying
I was buzzing. It was so joke. It was so
good. Yo, I mean, after that glowing review of the Caribbean, man, I don't know if anyone's going to go there now, man. You just ranted about fucking some, you know. But anyway, no, it's all good. But listen, we were talking about Donald Trump. He there was an assassination attempt on his person.
Life.
On his life. Man, like, yeah, I mean, we don't really talk about, like, you know, politics or whatever on here, but, you know, we kind of can't just ignore that, really.
But I was trying to bring it up for an Amber conspiracy. I'm surprised you haven't.
Oh, there's so many conspiracies, man. Fucking.
But this one, bruv, is. I don't usually get involved in that kind of, but I'm just there's so many strange things. I wanted to see
what
you thought about it.
Mm. Like what? Which ones?
Because
I've heard a lot, but none of them really are any.
The kid is 20 years old.
Mm.
He lives in America.
What's it? Crooks? Something
Crooks. Yeah, Crooks.
Maybe. Yeah.
And he has no social media. Not one account of anything. He has no online presence of any. You know, the US government have been proven to conduct their own assassination attempts on president, the CIA.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Was it Reagan? And then the police were all there, and the fucking hotel owner shot the perpetrator in the face in front of the old Bill. And we're supposed to think he was just like this gold-hearted good Samaritan. Like, fuck off. Do you know what I mean? Mad. The kid is 20. He's like perfect. He's perfect, is what I'm saying, to say, case closed. He's an absolute loony. Here's a picture of his face. He looks like the typical white
loner,
never had sex in his life, got no mates at school. So there we go, it's him. And then bam, locked off, because it has been locked off. When there was
who else could it? They shot, he was there. They shot him on the roof of the fucking thing.
Let's get into it. Let's get into it. Okay. They shot him, on a roof with a sniper caliber round, in the face, his head
in his face
at hit him in the mouth, 150 yards. I can kill someone from 150 yards, regardless of if you've had military training or not. If you're in a prone position lying flat, he had a range I don't even know where to start. Maddie, Donald Trump is the ex-president of the United States and one of the most loved and hated people in America. It is a huge event. He's got Secret Service protection for him and his family for the rest of his life. And he's trying to become president again. This is an open air park, bit of land. Do you know what goes into the stuff before a president turns up?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, massive amount.
Like, you just can't imagine site surveys and overlooks. And reattempted site surveys. What is the best location to put our snipers?
Yeah, weeks.
What is the best location to have Donald Trump? Where are the people going to be? Weeks in advance. How far and high are these roofs? There's a water tower there. No one's even mentioned that. There's this. Bruv, the kid went to a rally with a rifle and a range finder.
Yeah, and
He didn't have a ladder.
Or he did it up the day before or something.
That's been proven as, what's it called when it's fake news?
What?
The ladder. He climbed up the AC unit. But the fact is, he got out of his van, which had explosives in it, walked into a rally. Do you know how many hundreds of people were at this rally?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know how many FBI, CIA, and local police were at this rally? He's bowled in. You can't bowl into a rally.
He wasn't in the rally, though. It was on the outside of the rally, the roof of this thing.
150 yards.
Yeah.
No, it's not exactly outside the rally, yeah?
Yeah.
150 yards, and he's holding a rangefinder. I don't know if his rifle is...
What is a rangefinder? What is it?
Calculates the distance for a shot.
Uh-huh. And what does it look like? What is it, a little box, or is it a little like laser pen thing? What is it?
It would be like a semi-lasery, semi-compassy thing, so you can like turn the axis like this, and you work out. Snipers use it for long distance.
Yeah, but what does it look like? Is he carrying it in a bag? Is it like, what does it look like?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I don't know if he's got it in a bag, but people have seen this kid.
Yeah, I saw the videos of him on the
roof. Oh, yeah, that's with the public saying da, 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 da.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, I couldn't go through Dominican Airport without five checks. This is Donald Trump's rally.
Yeah.
And so the kid is turned up with a rangefinder and a rifle, got out of a van with explosives in it, and just walked to a building holding this stuff, climbed up on the AC unit and assumed a prone position on the roof. The roof is 150 yards away from the place. How does this guy know? Why would you assume that I can go on that roof? There'll be no one on that roof. There'll be no CIA. There'll be no Secret Service. How does he know that? Goes on a roof, which is only 150. I keep saying that because it's so close.
Yeah, yeah.
It just climbs on. He knows no one's going to be there somehow. Otherwise, you wouldn't fuck it. You would never do that. You would you would be suicide if you did that. Suicide. It's not illegal to take a rangefinder to a thing, and you can't engage. They can't engage with him for holding one, but you're an immediate a person of interest. Yeah? Immediate.
No, of course, yeah.
He's bowled up there, done that, set that up.
Also, at a Trump rally, a majority of the people at a Trump rally are very, very much pro-guns. Most likely,
yeah, but you can't
a lot
take
of them,
a gun.
Well, I think a lot of them are armed, man, or will have a gun in the truck. I'm just saying guns are prevalent.
They're all gun support. They're all Third Amendment rights supporters.
I'm saying on the outside of a Trump, obviously to
it's
get
not
in.
Outside.
It is outside.
It's
the
not
kid
outside.
Was outside.
The whole thing's outside. There's no barrier. No. You can walk over to get as close as you want. Listen. You can't take a toaster.
Listen.
Did you hear what I just said?
You can't take a toaster. Okay, but
you can't take a toaster. The kids turned up with a rangefinder.
Listen. Theme. We have to make this this difference, man. There is a perimeter. I know it's outdoors, the whole thing, but there's a perimeter where you're inside the rally, and then there's outside the rally. Yeah. This kid never went inside the rally. From my understanding.
Okay. Well, I don't know
listen,
that.
Well, yeah, the roof that he was in wasn't inside the rally. It was outside. It was only 150 and all that stuff, but it wasn't inside. This is from my basic understanding. Again, I'm not an expert. But
climbed up the AC unit. Fired 3 shots. Yeah. Donald Trump turned his head to a bit, nicked his ear. The other one went past him on the right. Yeah?
Do you think the bullet did that? Because I think it wasn't the bullet, because it was an AR that he shot with, and if the bullet touched Donald Trump, his whole head would have fucking been taken off, even if it went anywhere near his face, man. Some people are saying when it hit the teleprompter or something, a piece of glass, and then it shattered and hit the side of his head. That's apparently, because also no doctor or official report has come out and said Donald Trump was shot.
There's so many points we're going through, but this is another point. Right. If someone is shot, even in America, if someone is shot, there's press conference after press conference after press. You remember the Las Vegas shooting? It went on for weeks. This is his name. This is what it looked like. These are the rounds he used. This is the amount of shells we've. They haven't even told you how many shells they found on the roof. They immediately contaminated the scene by flooding it with hose water. This is basic and essential.
I don't know about any of this stuff.
Essential information. Essential information to give to the public. We found 3 shell cases on the roof. It was this type of ammunition. It was, you know, hollow tip, it was full metal jacket, or it was XYZ, whatever. None of that. There's been
none of that.
And like you just none. This is one of the craziest things. Nobody has said anything. There's been no FBI chat, no CIA chat, no local police chat, no Secret Service chat, no doctor saying. These guys were hit. This guy came to our hospital. There's been nobody has said anything.
No, they have, Theme, man.
Well, they haven't.
Yeah, they have.
They haven't.
I've seen them talk about the type of gun he used, the bullets he used, and even there's footage of the hospital when Donald Trump entered the hospital.
Yeah, Donald Trump, but people were killed.
Yeah, I know. And there's
been none of their families. Well, this is his mum. Yeah, they haven't. I challenge you to find any. Put it on the pod.
It's all come
out
about the guy, the fireman. They said he was an ex-fireman, the guy who got killed.
Yeah, who's they?
Sheltering.
CNN and Fox. No person related to that fireman. No, oh my God, my husband. There's nothing.
So what are you trying to say? That he doesn't exist or that it didn't happen?
I'm trying to say that it is exceptionally bizarre that nobody has cut. There's been none of this hoo-ha of huge amounts of chat after after what's happened. Do you know what I mean?
There has, though.
There hasn't, bruv. Not with the normal things that they say. There's been a fireman got killed. He was a really good guy. That's come from a journalist. There's been, you don't know how many, no bottles were found on the roof, they washed the roof down straight away. That's a crime scene of an attempted assassination in 2024. They've gone up there and hosed it down.
I'm going to take your word for it now because I haven't thoroughly researched all this, but I'm pretty sure they did, man.
I've been thoroughly researching it because I've been like, this is
where though.
This is mad.
Okay,
this is mad.
I've seen all the conspiracies. People saying it's completely fake and put on by the I've heard.
Yeah, I've seen those ones, and they're like, this is bullshit.
It was fake. The left are saying Donald Trump staged it, and he had like a packet of blood they put on his ear, and all that bullshit. And then there's the other side saying, "Oh no, Trump, the DNC, Biden somehow was behind the fucking trying to kill him or something."
Biden phoned him up and said, "Why did you turn your head?" That was like one of his questions. That's something I can't verify that, but it's just that.
Look, at the end of the day, theme, you can tell me all these things and it's interesting and it seems bizarre, but Trump himself is one of the biggest bullshit artists in the world. And he's a massive conspiracy. He loves conspiracy theories. Like, you know what I mean? He's fucking been doing it since his whole political career.
He's a bullshitter.
No, but it's in particular conspiracy theories, this whole fake news things, all these things, like he's really pushed conspiracies like to a next level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but okay.
QAnon, all that stuff. So I'm surprised he wouldn't be leaning into all these conspiracies as well.
He kind of is. He's kind of saying, "I did it for democracy." He's immediately using it.
Yeah, of course.
To say, you know what I mean? They're trying to take me out because I'm giving you guys the real. Exactly. I'm making America great again.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. It is just so fucked. How did this guy know there'd be no one on the roof, on that type of roof, 150 yards?
Yeah, that's
away?
The lapse.
Wouldn't have you assumed that there would be, okay, that's somewhere I definitely can't go. Yeah. If I want to execute the president, I can't go to a roof 150 yards. My kids can shoot 150 yards. Ridiculous.
Sure, but so theme, what do you think is the conspiracy then? In your, like, from all the information you've seen,
for me, the most bizarre thing is like there's been no... Like the last one or any of the school shootings or the Las Vegas thing, you know everything about it. And it's again the next day, the next day, the next day. This is what you've just read, is that's the sort of stuff there is. She's been grilled. Grilled?
Yeah, but...
What do you mean grilled? It's
only happened a couple of days ago, man.
Like I think he has been... Yeah, but they can't now because they've washed the crime scene, bruv. There's no crime scene. They've taken his body and it's disappeared. It's gone. The caliber of rifle that the
I doubt it's disappeared. I'm sure they've got the body.
They've taken it and gone.
Yeah.
There's no crime scene. There's no police on the roof inspecting. There's nothing to find. Donald Trump's, like you just said, group haven't said anything. There's been no like crying kids. My dad. People were killed.
Yeah.
People have died. So the Donald Trump conspiracy of him with a blood in his people have
died.
So
would
it really be that much of a, would he really take people's lives out to try and make a conspiracy about him? I'm just saying it sounds way too bizarre we're not getting told the truth. The public are not being told the fucking truth. The Secret Service do not identify someone as a potential interest and then escalate to a potential threat and not have anything to say. And she's getting grilled in court. She's not getting grilled. She is getting fucking, she should be fucking smashed. And she's the one that says, we did see him, actually. We did see him. So as soon as you say that, he's like, wait, what? Wait, you saw the guy on the roof.
So yeah, what's your conclusion theme? What do you think?
No, I don't have a conclusion.
You don't know.
The whole thing is like, wait, there's so many times when you go, wait, what?
Yeah.
What? The Secret Service saw him? He's 20 years old? He's got no... So my main conspiracy, my potential conspiracy, if you like, is to say, isn't it convenient that A, this bullet seems to come from a different direction. B, he's 20 years old. He goes to the same range as the Secret Service in the area. He was wearing some sort of gun t-shirt.
Yeah,
gun podcast,
from a YouTuber or something. Yeah,
YouTube or something. He's got, but isn't it convenient that he looks like a virgin killer where nobody knows him. He's got no social media presence whatsoever. No one can check him out. No, it does seem kind of, I'm not saying it is at all.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
I am saying it does seem kind of weird that it's kind of, because that's what they like to do. They go, oh, it was this guy. Look at this virgin guy.
Yeah, of course. Like,
that's under wraps, right? That's it, folks. You know, obviously it was him.
And also, did you see that other conspiracy, like the really Christian fundamentalist motherfuckers? They were, you know, that flying, the American flag behind Trump. There was this thing about just before Trump came out, the wind was blowing that flag and it got twisted up into the shape of an angel. I mean, I've seen that one. And they had to unravel it before Trump came out, and obviously that happened. And then afterwards, people going, "No, the angel, the American flag angel, it was looking over Donald Trump," and all these religious nuts saying how it was God who moved the bullet away from his face. And I'm thinking, like, they moved the bullet away from this misogynistic, womanizing fucking prick, and then put it, the bullet, into the body of an ex-fireman. I'm like, what kind of God is that? It's kind of fucked up. Another thought I had. But I mean, again, I mean, I don't want to keep going on about this
let's move on. I just
want to say, like, the only thing that seems the strangest thing about the whole thing, because I've never heard about this second bullet thing, so I'm going to definitely look into that, about the second, if there's a second shooter. But for me, it was that the roof wasn't, there wasn't security on that roof. Like you said, if someone was going to sniper him, it would have been there or the fucking tower thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
it's that, that's point one. And then I think the second, like, most obvious point is people are shouting out loud. He's on the roof. He's got a gun.
He's there.
And you look how far, again, that map, you look how far, I mean, I could shout across that field with no microphone.
No, you can hear them shouting. Even from the footage of Trump chatting, you can start hearing them shouting at him, and then it gets louder and louder gradually. And then,
so then look where the snipers are and what they did. And by the way, these people are obviously all walkie-talkied up. But like, and if the police have stopped him going in, but they let him go in, they just did a I don't know what it was, but surely, like, those people are connected to the SS as well.
It's 100% an embarrassment for the Secret Service. That's for sure. Like,
and she has said, they said, why haven't you had more people on job?
Mm.
She said, oh, we've just short-staffed.
Well, there we go.
Short-staffed? Like,
there we go.
You know this is happening for months.
Yeah.
Months before it happened. Then you want to get someone. Can't you get some, like, private guys?
And I'm sure Trump has private security as well, on top of the Secret Service that the government provides. No, 100%. He must do. Because of all the, I remember when Barack Obama won and everyone was like, oh shit, they better protect him. Someone's going to shoot him. The first black president, you know, with all the racist people in America, they thought, no doubt, 100% there's going to be assassination on him. Obviously, it didn't happen. But with Trump and the divisiveness and the polarizing, you know, shit that he says, like, I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner, to be honest, man. And to be honest, and just to end this with this, I'm super happy he didn't end up dying, man. Imagine if Trump actually got killed and the assassination was the conspiracies and the turmoil and the, you know, the fucking battling in America that would be happening now. I don't know what. I mean, thank God he didn't fucking die. That's all I'm going to say.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up the American government.
It's nuts.
That Rick Ross, the real Rick Ross guy.
Yeah.
Selling coke given to him by the CIA. I mean, it's just, that's proven in court.
Yeah.
That is fucked.
Well ultimately, the whole thing about conspiracies and everything, because I did see this one thing where they walked through the timeline of the Trump assassination attempt. And they, you know, with timestamps saying, okay, this video is from this time, and they saw the people, the guy on the roof, and they were calling out. And then on this time, the first shot came out. This time, the second shot, and then the third shot, and all these things. But then they broke down how the whole conspiracy thing in America, it's down to the FBI and the CIA, even way back to when JFK got killed and all the secrets that they kept that now have come out since then. And they were, and we all know they were bullshitting a lot of this time. You know what I mean? A lot of the stuff they said was bullshit. A lot of the stuff they left out that we now know about, you know, why did they leave those things out? So it just gives the people so much more room not just to invent conspiracies, but then to have a decent fucking reason to believe conspiracies, because they're just not honest, man. There's so much they don't tell you, and for stupid, dumb reasons as well, man. And yeah, the whole thing is a fucking mess, man. We need more transparency. Like they need to trust people more to be able to handle certain information. You know what I'm saying? And okay, fair enough. Certain information.
But they do it for their own. They're saying they want conspiracy.
Yeah, exactly. It helps them.
Because then it clouds, you know, what actually is going on.
Exactly. And I'm sure some reasons are for security reasons. They don't release certain information. Yeah, I get that, you know, to a degree. But then 30 years later, when the information comes out, you're like, nah, they didn't hold it for security. It was for some other bullshit reasons, and yeah, it's twisted, man. But let's see. Maybe next week we'll do a little update once we, you know, maybe more information comes out, and we could put.
Shall we move on? Shall I send you some graph?
Yeah, send me the graph from the Caribbean that you saw. Yeah, send me. You said it was a video, right? You filmed it out of the car.
That one's cool. So I've got. Check this out. I like this guy.
All right, here we go.
I wasn't sure if it was Mad Scene for a second, but yo, I was like, yo.
That's an ill piece, man.
That's an ill piece, and right?
You said it was the side of the motorway, right?
You can see the road. It's not much of a motorway.
Okay. That's an ill piece.
But what do you think? Describe what you're seeing there, man.
All right, so it is. It says Mad, M-A-D. Yeah, pretty
much.
It's like, it's not a wild style, but there's mad connections and thin little zigzaggy bits going through, little arrows and stuff coming out. It's a pink to peach to light blue fade, come down to up, the greens in the 3D. There's like kind of a Superman 3D going off to the right, black outline, white highlights. It's really fresh, man. I really like the letters. The individual letters look sick. The 3D looks ill. The colors are cool, man. I mean,
it's. I reckon it's a dope piece.
That's a dope piece, man.
Yeah, I was, and you know, you see like the kind of throw ups on the side of it. That's kind of the usual kind of graph. There's two pinks in there, pink, and then a lighter pink, and then a blue, and then there's two greens in there. I mean, it's just nice. It's semi wild style.
Yeah,
it's got no border. Unfortunately, the wall's a bit shit. So I'm thinking, has this guy bought some paint from America? Is he American?
Yeah, maybe.
Because the paint's gone on that wall nice. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that looks like the type of wall that's just going to suck that paint up with no mulch behind it.
But it's possible he sketched out the letters, then mulched it out, and then painted on top of the mulch that he just did over his letters. I mean, some people do that when it's a shit wall and you can't really tell. But yeah, maybe he did come over from
style-wise, I'm just thinking, is he from America? You know what I mean?
Possible, yeah, very possible, man. But yeah, there's no tags around it. Like, he didn't put like any tags or anything. Just says Mad. That looks really fresh, man.
I might as well send you the one of the whole wall. But like I said, unfortunately, it's got like the some of the school buses. But then you can see that like, the school is like those typical like the Wonder Years. Do you remember the Wonder Years?
Yeah.
It's got those kind of school. You can see a bit of the throw-ups
beforehand. Wonder Years. Yeah, let's play this video. I'm playing the video now.
Yeah, and then pause it on the caps.
Okay.
Because that's quite nice.
A couple throw-ups. There's a bus going for a ride. It's properly those American buses, isn't it? Yeah, you weren't joking.
Yeah, man.
Caps. There we go. K-A-P-S. Black outline. Blue fill. Maybe a little pink clouds around it. Okay, these letters, not so much, man. I'm not feeling these letters.
Yeah, not as much as that, but that it was kind of the best graph that I could find.
Yeah.
But then this video I'm sending you now, check it out.
All right, I'm going to check it.
So look at the first bit, like the stars and the aeroplane and then like the starfish. It's so good.
The crappy painting.
But then Bosch, give it the old landscape as well.
Yeah, I'm on the, there we go. Okay, so the first, it's like kind of gray dub with red outline, blue background, clouds. The first one coming up, it says
Brizo,
B-R-I-Z-O. Cool letters, bouncy flow, nice little isms hanging off the edges. I like that.
Yeah, I like the little isms.
All right, so that's Brizo. And then, another madism. There we go, madism.
And there's like a crew that ESC. When I zoom in on the Brizo, it says TD. There's a couple of TD reaches.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what these crews are. I was just trying to zoom in and look at the crews to see if we recognize them, see if we can pinpoint their locations and where they're from.
I see ATC, STV on the right-hand side.
Yeah. But the Madism, man, he's nice.
He's good, man. He's got skills. I'm going to have to find out.
So listen, Madism, bruv. Wherever you're from, yeah?
Yeah.
You've got mad skills, but, you know, mad scene, you know, kind of like, yeah.
I mean,
but the M's, I like those M's.
Nah, he's obviously, you can tell, like, you know, the guy, yeah, you know, he knows what he's doing. But yeah, mad is one of those words that, you know, there's blatantly a mad in every big city. You know, there'll be someone writing mad. Although, is there someone in London who writes mad? I don't know. But yeah, no, I like those. Those are pretty cool.
They were definitely the best bits of graph that we came across.
Was there much graph out there in general? Was, like you said, was it more scrappy, kind of like hollowed out fucking throw ups here and there along the main streets and stuff? But that's about it.
Yeah, not mainly graph on the main street. A couple of tags, a couple of rest in peace things. But yeah, those two, those bad boys were the bad boys. And I was fairly impressed.
Yeah, man. Sick.
Just annoying. I can't tell where they're from.
I'll do it. I'll try and do a little bit of research. I'll try and find out. I might be able to, from that, I'll find out who it is. Maybe my little,
We could maybe do research. Madism,
But theme also, before we go, because we've been recording quite a while, but I'll probably edit this down, to be honest. But anyway,
I want 1 hour 43. I've got jet lag. I thought I would make it like 10 minutes in.
No, you've been on it. You've been chatting most of the time, theme. It's been good, man.
I did the worst thing. I went to, I got back 10. I said, come on, let's sleep till like 9:30. I said, let's sleep till 11.
Yeah.
Because I know you shouldn't, but.
Oh, you got in the morning. You got in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We got into the flat at 9:30.
That's dangerous. We landed. No sleeping on the plane.
36. Oh, it was horrible.
It's hard to sleep on the plane, isn't it? Yeah.
It was fucking horrific on the plane, man. Oh, yeah, my fucking rent.
Yeah.
What I fucking hate is when you land and they say, thank you for choosing.
Yeah.
We hope you've enjoyed your... We hope you use us again. Thank you for choosing. Bruv, I didn't choose. But I went on there. That was the flight that was available. We're sorry for the delay. We hope it hasn't affected your journey. We're so grateful. You are not grateful for dick.
Mm-hmm.
You're grateful to British Airways for employing you and paying you a fat salary. Don't thank me. Like I've done you some sort of favor. Motherfucker, I paid 1,600 quid for 2 return tickets. What are you talking about? Thanks for two. But then got off, got to the fucking station, Gatwick Express, one stop to London Victoria. Thought I had decent. Get on there and in 5 different, they're acting on the Gatwick Express. Hi, my name's Chanel. I've been your head of, you know, whatever, customer relation and da, da, da. Thank you for choosing the Gatwick Express. What do you mean choosing? Yeah. I could go to London Bridge on the train, which is not where I want to go, or I have to go on your fucking trip. I don't choose, and you've not provided any service. What, did you give me a meal? Did you bring fucking drinks?
In a way, they're kind of...
Just sit on the fucking floor. Because it was so rammed. Thank you for choosing the Gatwick Express. It's been an absolute pleasure
to have
you on board. Bitch, you're on a train. You're not even driving it. You've done no. Like, what do you mean? And then it does it in French. Then it does it in Italian. Yeah. Then it does it in Spanish. You're like, oh my God, fucking day.
It's a way of them bigging up themselves at the end of the day. Thank you for choosing us. Like as if you had a fucking
and
option.
Aren't we so great that we say thanks and we're so polite and we've provided this service. So they're trying to make you feel like you get off the train. Oh yeah, they've really provided. I paid for it.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean? Thank you for parting with your hard-earned cash to sit on the floor next to the dustbin and the door.
Yeah.
And you didn't get any fucking, no hand job, no fucking beef and potato stew, nothing. You did nothing.
Nada.
I fucking hate that.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Fucks me off.
Fuck them, man. Yeah, that.
And it is like you said, it's just them bigging themselves up. Yeah. Aren't we fucking great?
By acting polite, it's like the most roundabout way of giving yourself props. Yeah, it's so stupid, man. But no, I wanted to end this one. We do have a listener question as well that I think we should get into maybe right at the end. But I wanted to say how... There's been some really great music been released in the last month or so, man, by some legendary dudes from our era, man, from the 90s era, some even from the 80s era, who have had just crazy careers where even in 2024, they're not just releasing music, they're releasing good music, relevant music, dope, in that dope style, man, that we love.
Is it
man.
In that kind of style? Well, I haven't heard any.
I'm going to play them to you theme, man. Like there's, yeah. I'll tell you first which ones that I particularly like. Like Rakim did a tune with Corrupt. And
said produced by Q-Tip.
No, that's the LL Cool J. LL Cool J's got an album coming out, but he released a single called Passion that was produced by Q-Tip. That one's a cool one. But Rakim and Corrupt and Master Killer from Wu-Tang, they did a tune together. Pete Rock and Common, obviously most people would have heard of that because they've been out promoting that a lot, man. And the album, I think, is dope, man. Theme, you should check it out. And also Ghostface Killah released an album at the end of last month. So I got four tracks here. I'm just going to play you the first verse from all of them, yeah? But they're pretty dope, man. Let's start off with Rakim, Corrupt, and Master Killer. This one's called Be Ill.
Be now, be ill, be down, be real.
I like it already. Mm.
Yo. They used to always ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I said, yo, be now, be ill, be down, be real. A fashion dribble, call hard, Timberlands, contest, ops flop, I stomp gimmickless, average spitter. The response, my competition, get them all next. You're blessed like when the font twist is lit. Lab hitter, progress, the guard's beneficent. Patterns differ, context, my compositions hit. Fathom quicker, conquest, a conscious lyricist. Atom splitter, complex, it's going for physics. Since they put my melody on, I cleverly form my celebrities to legacy and jeopardy long. Design rules and binary codes, no matrix. Light speed, time could be froze. No spaceships, walking paradox. I made them all believers. Shift the paradigm, even time alter features. On the mic is either 2-3 or not 2-3. In life is either 2-B or not 2. I'm in the zone. This is what it's all about.
Nice cuts as well, yeah, man.
Rakim,
yes, nice.
The God MC.
Yeah. Average spitter. That's what my competition is. Woo!
Too ill, man. Now, LL Cool J, Passion.
Surely about the ladies or no?
No, he's talking about this passion for hip-hop, man. Ah. I mean, LL, look, before we play this, man, LL Cool J, you talk about a hip-hop career. Obviously, he went into acting as well, and he's done like a whole bunch of other stuff, but he owns Rock the Bells, and he's got a radio station, and he's still releasing music. The dude, he's one of the original dudes from the 80s, like, who, like, crazy career this guy has had, man. And he was lauded back in the 80s as the greatest MC of all time, and he's still doing it and still doing it well.
I'm doing it well.
yalla.
Y'all need a new team like a girl with a BBL need new jeans. It's in my DNA to let them play in the enclave, percolate while songs play. Andre the Giant, 3,000 ways, make them obey. I'm seasoned with it. Floor seats, who need ticket? Time's up, get your signs and pickets. Wanna see me in the desert, but your man's liquid. Sunshine and old diamonds, new blue face staring at my pocket lining, cause I put the time in. Freaking nature with the bars, broken lingers, got me foreign cars, Rolls Royce for some R&R. Distracts can't distract the Mac. Too hot to troll, I'm so cold. Whether Fahrenheit or Celsius, these niggas know. Below zero, Farmers Boulevard, superhero. Word to Swiss Beats, we rep like X-Men. Temptation, Darkman, I'm Malcolm. Different moves, gifted dudes. You pick up on the jewels if you're shrewd. On the first stream, had a flute. Dominate the new era in my Yankee fitted. Being prodigious with the lyrics, brings digits. Told you I was postmodern. Contemporary Queens, nigga vibes is Harlem. On the job all day, check the resume. Going in for references, checks me so. End. Wild style, smooth linoleum, honey going crazy in my key, open legs like custodians. We can make money or make excuses, better be easy.
Yo, man.
You're trying to see me in the desert, but your man's liquid.
Oh. All right, now let's
not
play.
Even there.
This
you
one,
can't even see me.
This one's called Skate Odyssey from the Ghostface Killah album. What was the album called? Fuck. I can't remember what the Ghostface album
I'll
was
Google
called.
It.
But anyway, check it out. Skate Odyssey.
Gia, Joe, Gia, Joe.
Catch me on a speedboat, neck soaked in Jewels. Stomach on a steering wheel, racing, playing with whales. Chick-fil-A rappers on deck. Big bottles of D.O.N., the paint spilling on baguettes. Humiliate rappers, kill all scavengers, and I don't need catfish. You gonna need practice. Laced in so much water, you might think I'm Baptist. Fuck you, nigga, this soundtrack shit. Maybach couches, nigga, my spouse is lit. Bring them jewels around me, I house them shits. Gucci craft tables, glass floors in Vegas. Rug on me, laying a towel in the threads, the latest. Giving out daps and beer hugs. Motion sensors on my rollies, adjustable earplugs. We all in your scout like Pantene. Nutcrackers, shooting the actors, swigging the canteen. You get stupid, and me no hear things. We not just scuffle, we just ear things. You on point, stars, all the time, Tone. E.T. these niggas and watch them fall home.
No one can ever compare to my grind.
I think it's the...
Oh, I can't stop right now, I'm right on time. The bottom's way too far, I'm way too high.
It's like Ghostface, isn't it? To take that.
Now I feel the money is growing, and each day is flowing and growing. The success is finally showing, we get in these bands.
Got my belly on the wheel.
The Whispers, that's it. That
Set
sample.
The Tone is the album.
Set the
Guns
Tone.
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses, that's it. But that was a Whispers sample. I can't remember the song.
Yeah, that's nice.
Dope. Like, you know, Ghostface on top four.
Typical
there.
Ghostface, yeah. That, yeah.
Very typical.
Such good, like, elaborate, crazy storytelling. Racing whales in a speedboat with my belly on the wheel, like, yeah, doing the steering.
Exactly. Yeah, he
that
paints mad.
Glorious rap. Yeah.
Although I have to say, on that album, I did skim a lot of the album. The Ghostface one, out of all the
For
ones
me,
I'm playing,
still the Rakim,
yeah,
out of his.
But this is the, let's just play a little bit of Dreaming from the Pete Rock and Common album. It's called The Auditorium, Part One. The album.
From the stellar regions of the soul.
This one just soulful, feel good.
Say what?
Common, man, I always loved Common.
I used to bang Erykah Badu.
Yeah.
Dreaming.
Pete Rock on top form on this album, man.
Baby, we can do it. Take your time, do it right. I was hearing melodies and rhythms through the night. This was a dream, it felt real like a fight. What made it realer, J Dilla was there in the light. A movement was happening, Ace Brown was rapping, and Cool G and Polo talking about they back again. I seen Prince, he was time traveling through the Morris days and Gladys nights. Sheila E. reminded me about the glamorous life. Ali was telling me why he had to fight. The struggle, he never left so we could have our rights. Biggie and Prodigy told me to grab the mic. I was shook. Now ain't no such thing, cause when I touch dreams, they become things. As the sunbeam, I sing queens like Latifah, Shaka, as I daydream with Aretha.
Very nice.
So I'm urging people listening, go check out those albums, those music from those legendary artists, man. Yeah, if you've already checked them out, leave a comment below. Let us know your thoughts. Yeah, man. There's lots of cool music. And that's the thing as well. You just got to dig for it, man. You know, a lot of people, you know, especially older heads go, yo, man, hip hop's whack nowadays. And of course, we do a bit of that as well. And fair enough, there's a little bit of merit to that. But there's still good music out there. You just got
to. And for me as well, I like to hear those kind of guys because if I sometimes try and sit down and write a verse, or just not a verse, just write some bars again, yeah, I'm always like, what am I doing?
Yeah. So old, it gives, man, you inspiration.
I
that...
should be cleaning the house or something.
These lot, most of them are coming up to 60 years old, man, you know, and they're still on point.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And releasing. And we've mentioned this before. I think even one of our earliest episodes is called Grown Man Sport. I think episode 3 or episode 4, where we mention about hip hop, yeah, and how it is like it was invented by young people. So, of course, there's a very youthful energy to it, but you know, it was young at the time. Now we've grown with hip-hop, and a lot of the hip-hop heads now, they got white hair, gray pubes, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and so there are still people out there who are gonna talk about grown man shit, you know what I mean? That's not,
and we grew up in the hip-hop, so we still want to hear stuff like that.
Yeah, man, I do.
You know what I mean? There's still an audience for it. We're missing it.
I'm wearing this t-shirt. Sorry, I gotta mention my man at B-Boy Documents, man. I was at GFL paint shop with here and buying some paint and he happened to be in there and he was like, yo, what size t-shirt are you? And I was like, large, and he dashed me this t-shirt and a couple of CDs. They do all sorts of cool hip hop shit like we're talking about, man, like DJs, and they had a couple of breakbeat mixtapes and stuff. But
what are they called? Breakdance?
B-boy documents. I'll put the link below.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So you can check it out. But this t-shirt, he sorted me out. So mad props to him. Go support him and check his shit out, yo. Theme, listen, we've been recording for way too long, man. I got to go. I can't.
Yeah, I'm completely sweated out. I feel like I might vomit or something, man. What's happening to me? I'm soaking wet.
Go lie down, man. Take it easy.
I got work tomorrow, bro. I've got a new guy starting.
Oh, fuck's sakes, man.
In my department.
Jeez.
And they're like, no, he needs to start the day you get back. You really need him. I was like, I don't need shit. And I especially don't need shit on the day I get back from jet lag. I mean, I don't know what this guy is going to think of me. I'm going to be like, bruv, you're on your own from day one.
Well, yo, hopefully you'll have some cool, funny stories about that next week. As usual, every Wednesday, new episodes drop here on the YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Go back to listen to episode one if you've just tuned in now. Themos, much love. Any last words before we move on?
Yeah, man. Leave a comment. Give us a like. Do subscribe. It. Help us big up the podcast.
Yeah.
Spread the word. Yeah. Tell your friends, your mothers, your lovers.
We've got the music playlist below as well if you want to check it out.
We're here. We're every week. We're doing this. This is like a part of our... Well, we love doing this.
Yeah, man.
We organize the shit. We love doing it. And, you know, we hope you enjoy it too, man. But...
Yeah.
Fucking subscribe.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll get a few more location episodes before the summer is done. Yeah. So stay tuned for that. Party people. Episode 88 in the bag. Peace out.
Arms house to your mum's to your mum's house. Arms house to your mum's house. Arms house to your mum's to your mum's house. Arms house to your mum's house. Arms house to your mum's to your. Arms house to your mum's house.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?